from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I've never seen this before. Lee, yeah. A police chief announcing a speed trap. Hey, we're going to have a speed trap. Just so you know, we're not calling it that. I love the headline on this from the Post and Courier Greenville. Speed trap city, ? Moulton beefs up traffic enforcement while police acknowledge their reputation. Okay. Did you see this?
Yeah, we reported on this.
Yeah. I just thought it's just funny the way it's written, right? They start, anyone who's lived in Greenville County for a while knows what they do when they cross into Moulton. The answer has been a unifying sentiment. You run more of a chance of getting pulled over and cited with a speeding ticket. City of just 30,000 people has announced it's beefing up traffic enforcement. With a new team of officers on the road, even their police patrol captain acknowledged the reputation, though he said writing more tickets isn't the aim. Yes, it is, sir. You just added four officers to your traffic patrol. He says, if you've lived in Moulton for any period of time, a decade or so, you know that Moulton has notoriously been known as a speed trap, but that's not what we're aiming for. Yes, it is. Says Moulton native and police captain Tab Clardy to the Post and Courier. Okay, so as a former lead foot myself, Lee, and I will confess to that, okay?
All right.
I'm a lead foot, or I was. You know what finally really slowed me down? And I wouldn't mean to go fast. I just, like, that's the speed I go. You hear me talk. I go fast. Is having babies in the back. Having toddlers finally slowed me down.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And so I'm a really good driver now. But I was a little speedy before, and it would take a ticket, you know, every year or so, maybe every year and a half or so, to really refocus me and make me aware of my surroundings and slow me down. I didn't like that when I was in my 20s. As soon as I had kids, Lee, I was like, oh, heck yeah. Slow down. What's wrong with you? Yeah. So I actually don't mind this. I just find it funny that he's like, yeah, no, we're totally not a speed trap city. We just beefed up traffic enforcement, though. But you know what? And I say this so often, moving here, as I've lived in so many places, having done radio, you end up living in a lot of places. I have never seen a lack of enforcement like I've seen here. I've never seen anything like it. I will get excited because I'll see a patrol cruiser and I'm like, oh, finally, there's one. There's a patrol. Oh, it's just a highway trooper going home after shift.
Well, the thing I keep seeing is the transport police pulling over 18-wheelers. I mean, that's primarily it. Now, occasionally I do see Greenville County making some traffic stops on 85. And also I've seen some Anderson County sheriff's deputies making some stops, particularly on 29, where I'm getting off of 85 to get over toward the farm. And that's the areas where I see that. So, there seems to be recently, in the past few years, fewer and fewer traffic stops I've seen of highway patrol. Now, they're still there. But I just don't see as many, and I haven't been stopped recently. So
no, well, there's no. I mean, Greenville police, I never see them. I don't even know what their cars look like. I have no idea. I don't see them. And then where I live, local police, I saw them. I've seen them one time in the last 3 years, pulled over in front of my neighbor's house because I think they had a problem or a break-in or something. They'd called the police. I'm like, wow, that is what the cars look like. Okay, cool. In Charlotte, you just don't see that. And it's funny, is I'll go home to Charlotte have you noticed you as soon as you pass that, you cross the North Carolina state line, suddenly you're seeing highway patrol and you're like, oh, this would be like what it would be like if we we're really patrolled on the highway. We are, but not much. And then, you know, I'm driving to Charlotte and now all of a sudden there's cops everywhere. I see cops all over the place. That is why we have the fatality rate that is double that of Mecklenburg County where I come from. Double. It's insane. About the same number of people are killed in Greenville County every year as are killed in Mecklenburg County, but Mecklenburg County is twice as big. It's like clockwork. It's every year. So we pay for that. We pay for that in lives. And now that I have a teenager on the road.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, I want the full crackdown.
Stress levels up there.
Right. I want, like, if she goes 5 miles over speed limit, I would, you know what I mean? Like, pull her over. Pull everybody else over, too. So I think this is funny. You should know, by the way, that they are going to do more DUI checkpoints, which I would also like to see. Because this place is too out of control. It's too much for me. Even as a former Leadfoot, we need more policing here. But the police chief's warning, frequent DUI checkpoints are planned. And you know what? That's good. They didn't have to announce that, right? That's the good thing about that to me. And I know I'm going to get a whole lot of horse pucky over this on the text line. That's good, you know, because if you're not announcing the DUI checkpoints, then to me, you're just trying to make money. But if you announce it, that's like, hey, come on. We don't want to pull you. Drive safe. Just get an Uber. You know what I mean? We're saying you're going to get caught. We're going to do more speed enforcement. We're going to do DUI checkpoints. We're going to do all of that. So, you know what? Just slow down and drive safe.
But as important as those DUI checkpoints are, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
The real problem in this state is the judicial system.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
And the attorneys that work to get these people off over and over again. It just infuriates me when I have to do stories here where we're talking about a DUI driver that has multiple convictions. Not just charges, multiple convictions. And they yet again have done this. And many times we have to report that someone has died as a result of that. And I blame Columbia. I blame the legislature for letting this occur because of the weak judges that we get appointed. And then the way the laws are written in this state is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. It does not defend the citizens who are out here just simply trying to get where they want to go from these people that once you get these convictions, you ought to be off the road. And if it takes putting you in prison, fine. You're a danger to the public.
Well, yeah, and they just let them go. And for those who are wondering why that is, it's because the judges in this state are unfortunately not elected. It's one of the few states. I think we're either the only state or one of two. I forget where the judges aren't elected. They're appointed by our Judiciary Committee. And so what these big law firms do is they will run people with a lot of money behind them for the legislature just to get their lawyers appointed to the Judiciary Committee so they can select the judges. And then whenever that big law firm comes in front of the judge with DUIs is one of them, but it's also assaults, thefts, everything, the judge is afraid to go too hard on the client because they want to be reappointed by the same legislature. It is such a legislators. It's such a horrible racket. It gets people killed. It's dishonest. It's corrupt. It's slimy. And honestly, if you're an attorney or you work for a major law firm, you should not be allowed to serve on the Judiciary Committee at all. Honestly, we should just go. We should really elect our judges in this state. That would take care of a lot of the corruption.
Well, I don't. That's a good idea. But when you look at who we elect as legislators in this state, I'm not so sure it's going to be a high confidence situation there.
Yeah, but I think if you look at a lot of these judges, I mean, we've done this before when there's been a DUI and then we pull the guy's record and then I list the judge who's let him off again and again and again. Unfortunately, me reading their name, maybe I'll cause them a little personal embarrassment with their neighbors at their church. That's it. But if we could, because, I mean, we've called them out before, but if we could go after them at election time, we might be able to make a difference there. But we can't because of the way they're appointed.
Yeah, it does give you an opportunity at least to clear the field, clear the bench, if I could use that phrase.
Texter writes, can I tell them where to have a DUI checkpoint? My ex-wife drives drunk daily. Well, I mean, the Malton police are very enterprising. So, yes, you maybe call down there and tell them where to get your ex-wife. Try it. It could work. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I seem to be often tailgated by young women speeding here in Simpsonville.
No.
Texter writes, I live in Southern Greenville County. I did not realize there was a police department here. Well, we hear there is. We hear well, there is. I don't ever see
the sheriff's
them,
office. Yeah,
we do see. Yeah, we do see the sheriff from time to time. But they too. I mean, they really need more deputies. They really do. We are just way too underpoliced. So, texture rates. Hey, Tira, Lindsey Graham is too busy hanging out with Zelensky in Ukraine to defend our First Amendment here and not allow us to be rounded up. Texture writes, I live in Sugar Creek. Our community is devastated about the hit and run in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that is just so sad. I hate having to do these stories, but this gentleman died in his own yard from a hit and run driver. Thankfully, this person was arrested and has got a bond hearing later today. But it's so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even stand in your own front yard.
I know. That's, you got to watch that if you let the kids go out to play, too. Texter writes, I live in Malden and traffic enforcement is nowhere near what it used to be when it was a, quote, speed trap, unquote. If Greenville police would post an officer at Woodruff and Garlington, they could fund the entire department.
Yeah.
Oh, they could. They could just, what I mean? And the best part of it is there's so many people blocking the box out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you could get out of the car and just go ahead and put the ticket on the windshield because they can't go anywhere. Right. Just bam, ma'am, here's a ticket. Have a good day. Yep, you too. Come here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you. Blocking a box. Here, have a ticket. Texter writes, Tara, I am dying laughing at you saying, Mike, you and Jesus got to get in the game. Well, look, no, I'm all for praying to Jesus. I pray to Jesus myself every day. I do. Because I'm a mom. I mean, I have to. But, after you pray to Jesus for the fortitude, that's when you act if you're a leader. And if you still can't find the fortitude to act after you pray to Jesus, then, you maybe need to think about stepping down as a leader and let somebody else do it. All right. Texter writes, Tara, I want to know when Lord Fauci will see a jail cell for torturing 4,000 beagle puppies. Well, he's a Democrat, so I don't think he'll ever be going there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What day is this, Tuesday? Bombshell broke last week. Absolute bombshell. We learned from John Solomon, former investigative reporter at TheHill.com. He has his own site now. He's got a lot of credibility with me because he's one of the few who got the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. Didn't fall for the hoax. Didn't fall for the 17 intelligence agencies say Russia's hacking our election. They weren't. Russian bots are ruining the world. They weren't. It was all a lie. So he has a lot of credibility with me. He reported something astonishing last week. I'm still thinking about it. He reported that the Iranian would-be assassin, would-be murderer of Donald Trump was let into America on a visa. A visa, a very special, very rarely used category visa by the FBI. And then allowed to stay as he overstayed that visa. Never mind the fact the guy was on the terror watch list. That's a bombshell right there, right? No, it is. It is. Well, Solomon broke that last week. Where is it? Where's the story? The FBI let a terror watch list suspect who was traveling here from Iran with the intention of murdering Donald J. Trump into the country on a visa. Yeah. Couldn't have gotten in any other way. Well, could have snuck over the border. Yeah. Nobody's interested in that story? Yeah. Nobody is. Gets weirder. Okay. Because if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, again, I was on this in April. Because I speak FBI. I can tell. I have a special ESP gift. I can tell when they're lying. It's amazing. You know how I tell? Because it's all the time. When they said in April, excuse me, everybody, hello, press release. We want you to know an Iranian assassin is headed this way. Remember that? And they wanted us to know he might kill Trump or Trump's inner circle. He was going to come through Venezuela, allegedly, and he was looking to kill Trump, the second assassin, allegedly, that Iran had sent. Now, that was weird to me. Why would you tell people that? Wouldn't that tip off the assassin that you knew about him? Well, it turns out that April was actually the month that the FBI approved the visa for the assassin to come and then turned him loose. They did interview him first at the airport that he was allowed to fly through on a plane with American citizens, even though he's on the terror watch list. But silly, those are just American lives. No one cares. So anyway, the FBI flies him in. Nobody's asking the question. I am literally the only person asking this. I don't think anyone else has noticed. That's why I'm telling you, those of you who use me for show prep, here's the question for the FBI. Here's the question. Why did you lie to us and act like the guy might sneak over the border? Act like you were on the lookout for him. When in fact, you approved the visa for him. You had him in custody and then you let him go. Making the entire press release a law, it's an FBI lie. Why did you lie to us? Why did you tell us he was coming this way? He might be going through Guatemala. We're on the lookout trying to get him before he kills Trump. No, you weren't. You guys approved the visa and you didn't say it. Despite the fact that he's on the terror watch list, and then you let him go. You were never looking for him. You had him the whole time and you let him go. Okay. The explanation to John Solomon, supposedly this was basically going to be like Fast and Furious, where they illegally allowed Mexican cartels to come into America, buy guns, or move them illegally over the border to see where they went. That never made any sense to me. Why do you need to know where they're going? They're going to the cartels who came here to get them. So arrest the cartels with the guns at the border. Now we're going to let them go down to Mexico. Well, one of those guns was used to kill a Border Patrol agent. So I guess they found out where the guns went. I guess they did. This stinks. And then you consider, so the FBI has already lied to us about this guy, pretending we're looking for him. We don't know where he is when they approved the visa and they let him go. Now they're pretending they're looking for him. Okay, now we find out he was arrested by the FBI as he fled the country the day before the Trump rally, after telling, allegedly, an informant that by the time he left, by the time he was gone, the assassination would occur. I mean, the one on Saturday, the day after he tried to fly out, like that one? I mean, he leaves the day before the Trump rally. What are the odds? Now, this. Judicial Watch, which has 25 FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act requests, on the FBI. They're asking for information about the Butler rally, about the attempted assassination. Okay. One of the few ways the FBI cannot turn this over is if they have an ongoing enforcement proceeding. What does that mean? That means they are prosecuting someone, right? So if they put the information out, it might mess with their prosecution. Well, they don't have one of those, right? It's only one guy, right? Right? He acted alone, right? It's what we're told. They're saying they cannot turn over any information that they have on the assassination plot because it could interfere with their enforcement proceeding. Against who? Shooter's dead. Shooter is dead. Dad's not arrested. Mom's not arrested. What are you talking about? Why is the media blacking this story out? Why are they blacking out the fact that the FBI brought him here on a visa? Because, by the way, we don't know that because they admitted it. We know that because a whistleblower leaked it. We weren't supposed to know the FBI secretly approved his visa. And now they won't give us anything about this rally? Why? What's the secrecy? Unless they're lying. See, there's a good chance they are, though. You know why? Because the UK Daily Mail was the only publication I know of to point this out. The FBI initially lied about the timeline. They said that the Secret Service only had the shooter in sight, that the shooter was only sighted by law enforcement 50 minutes before the assassination. Lie. It was 3 hours. So whistleblowers coming forward to Charles Grassley and Senator Hawley's office forced the retraction of the FBI's lying timeline. First to about 2 hours and then back to three. So they had to rewrite their timeline twice. Why? Because they were lying. So how does two senators who are not the FBI manage to produce an accurate timeline while the FBI cannot? Because they're lying. That's why. They're lying. And I just want to understand, where is the follow-up on Solomon's article? Where is it? Where's the explanation? Somebody in the mainstream media going to ask the FBI, why on earth would you approve a visa for a guy on the terror watch list who's coming here to kill Trump? Why would you let him go? And maybe you had some sting operation in mind. Keep in mind, this guy, just let me explain this to you. You might say, well, maybe he was going to try to kill Trump and they let him go. No, he was coming here to pay someone to kill Trump. To find someone to pay, just like the first assassin who they got in 2021. He was running around with $1 million account and a $300,000 account trying to find somebody to kill Trump. So I need to understand this. I need to understand this. And I also need to understand, why did you lie to us about it? Why did you put a press release out telling us you were looking for this guy, telling us he was headed here, might get here at any moment, might try to kill Trump, when the whole time you had him in custody and let him go? Why would you lie to us? But why not just stay silent? Why were you creating the narrative? Why lie? Because something's up. Something is up. And if something weren't up, they'd release this. We are now today is the 13th. We are a month out from that assassination attempt. And almost everything that we know was from whistleblowers. Whistleblowers, many of whom came forward after the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, and then the new acting director lied under oath to Congress and subsequently got busted. We need to get to the bottom of this. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because we have already had one whistleblower who is a sniper inside the department, the Secret Service, put out an email saying that unless four more of the leadership of the Secret Service resign, he expects another attempt on Trump's life within 30 days. Why? Because they're incompetent? No. He used the word corrupt. He said there will be an attempt on Trump's life because they are corrupt. He said one down, which was Kimberly Cheadle, four more to go. They see their leadership is so corrupt, Trump's life is in danger. The FBI will not fork over any information about what happened. We find out they lied about the assassin, brought him here themselves. And this is not worthy of coverage? Why? Why isn't it worthy? Well, the left increasingly has trouble hiding their Hitler, including Tim Walz, had a relationship with a Hitler-promoting imam by the name of Assad Zaman. Huge pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, pro-Hitler guy. Posted post praising Hitler. Tim Walz's record of him palling around. The Kamala Harris campaign said, no, that's not right. Walz never had a personal relationship with him. They didn't really have a connection. It's all good. We wouldn't hang out with anyone who promoted Hitler. Oh, wow. Here comes this video. In footage unearthed by the DC Examiner of Walz calling the Hitler-promoting imam Assad Zaman a master teacher who offered Walls lessons over the time they spent together. I'm just kind of curious here. Is this Walls lying to the campaign again, like he did about his military service? Because they put up his original fake biography on the military service, complete with his fake rank and his fake service in the war zone. And then they had to take it down. So, I mean, I'm wondering, that suggests to me that he lied to them. Did he lie to them about this too? Take a listen. Here's the unearthed footage that contradicts the campaign's claim Walls had no personal relationship with the Hitler lover.
I would like to, first of all, say thank you to Imam. I am a teacher, so when I see a master teacher, I know it. And over the time we've spent together, one of the things I've had the privilege of is seeing the things in life through the eye of a master teacher.
Master teacher.
To try and get the understanding. I would like to...
Yeah. You know what this is about? The left is totally comfortable with Hitler. They, for some reason, have decided they don't like Jews. That's very hip on their side. Check them out on Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, on TikTok, and you'll see. And that's who they are. So, meanwhile, if you didn't see the meme that Elon Musk posted, his response to Thierry Breton, who is the chief censor for the European Union, you should check it out on his feed, at Elon Musk. It says he's always wanted to respond to a threat like this. And this is from Tropic Thunder, the movie. He's always wanted to respond to a threat like this. With it's a quote from Tom Cruise, who was in the movie. Take a big step back, exclamation point, and literally F your own face. So I don't know about this. I mean, I don't look. He's obviously got money to burn. He can pay their fines. They're going to be half day. And if he continues this way, Twitter will be thrown out of Europe. I guess he doesn't care. I think they've got like 60 million followers there. But when you have former executives with Twitter who, you know, served under Jack Dorsey writing editorials in The Guardian demanding your arrest and extradition, I mean, that's living on the edge a little bit. I still can't believe all this, that it's come to this. But then again, I can, because I predicted it. Texter writes, hey, Tira. This is so wrong. I shouldn't read it. Texter writes, hey, Tira, did you hear about the next James Bond movie? Bond is sent to rural Kentucky to assassinate an 83-year-old woman who tweeted that she can't afford her meds. After Biden-Harris said they lowered prices, it's called You Only Tweet Once. Oh, my. Texter writes, Tira, Trump better double up on security in Asheville tomorrow. Yeah, he's got a rally in Asheville. There are left-wing fanatics all over the place. Another texter writes, Tira, where do we go? Why hasn't Congress said the quiet part out loud? They are all colluding to kill Trump. Another texter writes, Tara, the Pakistani guy was arrested the day before the assassination attempt and was scheduled to fly out on the same day as the attempted assassination. Yeah, so that still holds. Texter writes, the FBI probably paid the Iranian to kill Trump for the Democrats. Folks, I just do not be surprised if the FBI comes out and says that the Elon Musk DDoS attack was the Iranians. I'm thinking maybe they'll use Russia, but probably the Iranians. Here's why I know. Because 2 weeks ago, suddenly out of nowhere, the FBI comes forward and says, oh, yeah, by the way, you know what? Iran is going to start to meddle in the election. Yeah, and they don't like Trump. And then the next announcement was that they were going to do cyber attacks against Trump. Like that. We have a cyber attack against Trump and Elon Musk. So look for them to tell us it was Iran. Yeah. I think it was them. It was them. I think it was them and people they're working with. I think they're that afraid of anybody here. I mean, think about this. Massive cyber attack. Somebody went to that level of trouble just so you couldn't hear Trump and Elon Musk tell you the truth about Kamala Harris. Really? By the way, I love this. You know, there's been more than a billion views now of that conversation. And apparently to watch the video, you have to have an X account. So I know Elon Musk had about half a billion on X. I hope that he's up to a billion now overnight. That would be such a coup. It would be really cool. All right, we'll be right back. New study of critical importance to men. So I keep my eyes on new studies like that because my audience is mostly male. Plus, maybe you can use this one on your sweetie. How often men... is critical to lowering their instance of cancer. Largest ever study on this, 150,000 men tracked. Men who want to lower their risk of a common cancer should play piano more. That's the term we use on this show. Play piano more with their spouses. So, you know, she can't say no. She means she doesn't want you to live, right? I mean, you could try it. I don't know if it'll work for you. Now, wait till you hear. What is the magic number to prevent prostate and other cancer? 21 times a month. How much? 21 times a month? Oui, vey. So tell her, honey, it's got to be 21, man. It can't be 19. You got to work with me here. The reason this is needed, allegedly, because she's going to want to know, right? Is because increased blood flow to the prostate helps flush carcinogens out of. Well, just read the article. Anyway, yeah. And quite literally, if you don't do it this many times, some of the symptoms end up being difficult. You get difficulty using the bathroom. Read the rest. They're not nice. So anyway, I just thought I'd point this out to you. If you're looking for this article to share with your sweetie, it's called How Often Men Should to Lower Their Risk of Cancer, according to a major review. By the way, if you want to get the study itself, it was just published in the Clinical Genitourinary Cancer Journal. So, and again, it's the largest ever done, 150,000 total participants. You know what I think this is actually seriously interesting? This is interesting to me. You know how they've done so many studies that when you stop working, like when you get older, on average, you last about 9 months before you die. And I believe that that is your body killing you off because you're no longer useful to the pack. I believe that. I really think that. Well, you know, if you're playing a lot of piano, it means you're still, you know, furthering the species. So nature lets you live. But if you're not, you know, keeping the species going or whatever, well, you might be more disposable. So nature, just a theory. I don't really know. But it would make sense. Anyway, just doing my part to keep you healthy. Yeah, your wife's going to love me. All right, tune in tomorrow. We'll do the same thing all over again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, the left increasingly has trouble hiding their Hitler, including Tim Walz, had a relationship with a Hitler-promoting imam by the name of Assad Zaman. Huge pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, pro-Hitler guy, posted posts praising Hitler. Tim Walz, record of him palling around. The Kamala Harris campaign said, no, that's not right. Walz never had a personal relationship with him. They didn't really have a connection. It's all good. We wouldn't hang out with anyone who promoted Hitler. Oh, wow. Here comes this video. In footage unearthed by the DC Examiner of Walz calling the Hitler-promoting imam Assad Zaman a master teacher who offered Walz lessons over the time they spent together. I'm just kind of curious here. Is this Walz lying to the campaign again, like he did about his military service? Because they put up his original fake biography on the military service, complete with his fake rank and his fake service in the war zone. And then they had to take it down. So, I mean, I'm wondering, that suggests to me that he lied to them. Did he lie to them about this too? Take a listen. Here's the unearthed footage that contradicts the campaign's claim Walz had no personal relationship with the Hitler lover.
I would like to first of all say thank you to Imam. I am a teacher, so when I see a master teacher, I know it. And over the time we've spent together, one of the things I've had the privilege of is seeing the things in life through the eye of a master teacher.
Master teacher.
To try and get the understanding. I would like to...
Yeah. You know what this is about? The left is totally comfortable with Hitler. They, for some reason, have decided they don't like Jews. That's very hip on their side. Check them out on Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, on TikTok, and you'll see. And that's who they are. So... meanwhile, if you didn't see the meme that Elon Musk posted, his response to Thierry Breton, who is the chief censor for the European Union, you should check it out on his feed, at Elon Musk. It says he's always wanted to respond to a threat like this. And this is from Tropic Thunder, the movie. He's always wanted to respond to a threat like this with it's a quote from Tom Cruise, who was in the movie. Take a big step back, exclamation point, and literally F your own face. So I don't know about this. I mean, I don't look. He's obviously got money to burn. He can pay their fines. They're going to be half day. And if he continues this way, Twitter will be thrown out of Europe. I guess he doesn't care. I think they've got like 60 million followers there. But when you have former executives with Twitter who, you know, served under Jack Dorsey writing editorials in The Guardian demanding your arrest and extradition, I mean, that's living on the edge a little bit. I still can't believe all this, that it's come to this. But then again, I can, because I predicted it. Texter writes, hey, Tira. This is so wrong. I shouldn't read it. Texter writes, hey, Tira, did you hear about the next James Bond movie? Bond is sent to rural Kentucky to assassinate an 83-year-old woman who tweeted that she can't afford her meds. After Biden-Harris said they lowered prices. It's called You Only Tweet Once. Oh, my. Texter writes, Tira, Trump better double up on security in Asheville tomorrow. Yeah, he's got a rally in Asheville. There are left-wing fanatics all over the place. Another texter writes, Tira, any Where do we go? Why hasn't Congress said the quiet part out loud? They are all colluding to kill Trump. Another texter writes, Tara, the Pakistani guy was arrested the day before the assassination attempt and was scheduled to fly out on the same day as the attempted assassination. Yeah, so that still holds. Texter writes, the FBI probably paid the Iranian to kill Trump for the Democrats. Folks, I just do not be surprised if the FBI comes out and says that the Elon Musk DDoS attack was the Iranians. I'm thinking maybe they'll use Russia, but probably the Iranians. Here's why I know. Because 2 weeks ago, somebody out of nowhere, suddenly out of nowhere, the FBI comes forward and says, oh, yeah, by the way, you know what? Iran is going to start to meddle in the election. Yeah, and they don't like Trump. And then the next announcement was that they were going to do cyber attacks against Trump. Like that. We have a cyber attack against Trump and Elon Musk. So look for them to tell us it was Iran. Yeah. I think it was them. It was them. I think it was them and people they're working with. I think they're that afraid of anybody here. I mean, think about this. Massive cyber attack. Somebody went to that level of trouble just so you couldn't hear Trump and Elon Musk tell you the truth about Kamala Harris. Really? By the way, I love this. You know, there's been more than a billion views now of that conversation. And apparently to watch the video, you have to have an X account. So I know Elon Musk had about half a billion on X. I hope that he's up to a billion now overnight. That would be such a coup. It would be really cool. All right, we'll be right back. New study of critical importance to men. So I keep my eyes on new studies like that because my audience is mostly male. Plus, maybe you can use this one on your sweetie. How often men... is critical to lowering their instance of cancer. Largest ever study on this, 150,000 men tracked. Men who want to lower their risk of a common cancer should play piano more. That's the term we use on this show. Play piano more with their spouses. So, you know, she can't say no. She doesn't want you to live, right? I mean, you could try it. I don't know if it'll work for you. Now, wait till you hear. What is the magic number to prevent prostate and other cancer? 21 times a month. How much? 21 times a month? Oui, vey. So tell her, honey, it's got to be 21, man. It can't be 19. You got to work with me here. The reason this is needed, allegedly, because she's going to want to know, right? Is because increased blood flow to the prostate helps flush carcinogens out of. Well, just read the article. Anyway, yeah. And quite literally, if you don't do it this many times, some of the symptoms end up being difficult. You're still, you know, get difficulty using the bathroom. Yeah, read the rest. They're not nice. So anyway, I just thought I'd point this out to you. If you're looking for this article to share with your sweetie, it's called How Often Men Should to Lower Their Risk of Cancer, according to a major review. By the way, if you want to get the study itself, it was just published in the Clinical Genitourinary Cancer Journal. So, and again, it's the largest ever done, 150,000 total participants. You know what I think this is actually seriously interesting? This is interesting to me. You know how they've done so many studies that when you stop working, like when you get older, on average, you last about 9 months before you die. And I believe that that is your body killing you off because you're no longer useful to the pack. I believe that. I really think that. Well, you know, if you're playing a lot of piano, it means you're still, you know, furthering the species. So nature lets you live. But if you're not, you know, keeping the species going or whatever, well, you might be more disposable. So nature, just a theory. I don't really know. But it would make sense. Anyway, just doing my part to keep you healthy. Yeah, your wife's going to love me. All right, tune in tomorrow. We'll do the same thing all over again. New study of critical importance to men. So I keep my eyes on new studies like that because my audience is mostly male. Plus, maybe you can use this one on your sweetie. How often men is critical to lowering their instance of cancer? Largest ever study on this, 150,000 men tracked. Men who want to lower their risk of a common cancer should play piano more. That's the term we use on this show. Play piano more with their spouses. So, you know, she can't say no. She doesn't want you to live, right? I mean, you could try it. I don't know if it'll work for you. Now, wait till you hear. What is the magic number to prevent prostate and other cancer? 21 times a month. How much? 21 times a month? We vey. So tell her, honey, it's got to be 21, man. It can't be 19. You got to work with me here. The reason this is needed, allegedly, because she's going to want to know, right? Is because increased blood flow to the prostate helps flush carcinogens out of, well, just read the article. Anyway, yeah. And quite literally, if you don't do it this many times, some of the symptoms end up being difficult. You still, you know, get difficulty using the bathroom. Yeah, read the rest. They're not nice. So anyway, I just thought I'd point this out to you. If you're looking for this article to share with your sweetie, it's called How Often Men Should to Lower Their Risk of Cancer, according to a major review. By the way, if you want to get the study itself, it was just published in the Clinical Genitourinary Cancer Journal. So, and again, it's the largest ever done, 150,000 total participants. You know what I think this is actually seriously interesting? This is interesting to me. You know how they've done so many studies that when you stop working, like when you get older, on average, you last about 9 months before you die. And I believe that that is your body killing you off because you're no longer useful to the pack. I believe that. I really think that. Well, you know, if you're playing a lot of piano, it means you're still, you know, furthering the species. So nature lets you live. But if you're not, you know, keeping the species going or whatever, well, you might be more disposable. So nature, just a theory. I don't really know. But it would make sense. Anyway, just doing my part to keep you healthy. Yeah, your wife's going to love me. All right, tune in tomorrow. We'll do the same thing all over again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.